AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran says this morning it doesn't want war, but Washington and Tehran are inching closer to a flashpoint. The U.S. now sending more troops to the Middle East.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the 1,000 new troops are being deployed for defensive purposes to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the Middle East. He says the U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran, but needs to keep military personnel safe and national interests protected. The Pentagon also released new photos to say that Iran was behind alleged attacks on ships, while Tehran says it plans to exceed the limit on uranium stockpiles established under the 2015 nuclear agreement from which the Trump administration has withdrawn. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The president kicks off his reelection campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida tonight. In a campaign video, Mr. Trump says he's restoring government of, by, and for the people. What of reports that his own polling shows that he'd lose the 2020 race to Joe Biden? A few days ago, the president said this.
You need ideas more than polls. But we have some internal polling, very little, and it's unbelievably strong. The strongest I've ever been is exactly today.
Last night, the president tweeted that ICE will begin removing millions of people who are here illegally. We're told that ICE will focus on more than a million immigrants who've been issued final deportation orders by federal judges but are still here in the United States. You know Bitcoin, right? Well, Facebook is announcing its own digital currency, just like Bitcoin. It'll be called Libra, and it will launch within the next 6 to 12 months. This could drive more e-commerce on Facebook services and boost ads on its platforms. This is AP Radio News. Fewer Americans are dying in car crashes.
The number of motor vehicle fatalities was down slightly in 2018, but not by much. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's early estimates have 36,760 people dying in crashes on the road last year. That's a decrease from the year before, but only by 1%. They've got a reporting system for states in the country that says a crash must involve a motor vehicle on the road and must result in the death of at least one person within 30 days of that crash. The final report will be out later this year. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The EU has ruled that highway tolls in Germany are illegal because they unfairly penalize drivers from other European Union countries. All motorists have to pay the toll according to their vehicle size and engine type, but German taxpayers can file for refunds. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.